Hi, and welcome to Evidence for Faith. It's your host, Michael Lane. I am so glad you're joining me today as we begin a little devotional series that I want to put out there because it's summertime. And a lot of people like to go to water where it's summertime, whether it be the ocean, lakes, rivers, ponds, whatever. I prefer the ocean among other places. The ocean is my favorite, particularly when you get down to like the Bahamas or Turks and Caicos, places like that, where it's super clear water and nice and warm, like in the summertime. If you like experiences like that, or maybe you're on vacation right now, we're planning a vacation, here's a little set of devotions to take with you. They're all going to be dealing with like living on a tropical island. You see, I wrote this series, this short little series for our marine biology students many years ago. And if you're not familiar, check our website out because we have a marine biology class for high school students where we take students from all over, even other countries will come and join us on this trip down to the Florida Keys in April, and we teach marine biology. In most cases, they get school credit for it. It's a class, and that's not just a fun time. It's not a vacation. It's a class. But while we're down there many, many years ago, probably over 25 years ago, I came up with this idea of having a set of devotions for the kids each day about being on like an island or something. I want to share this with you because it's helped people in the past. It's helped the students in their spiritual life down in the Keys on these trips. I have a feeling that this could help, and all of our staff thought this, that maybe this could help you also, just the listeners that listen to us from all over the world. So this first one, they're short, but this first one we're going to be talking about is called The Waves of the Sea. The Waves of the Sea. And I'll start you off with the Bible passage that we're going to be talking about. It's going to be James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And it reads, "If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave on the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." So, as we talk about the waves of the sea, let's focus on this. And now, hopefully, and I'm praying that this will impact and help some of you who are struggling with something. Others, it'll just help you grow closer to God. But let's really get into this. You see, why did I do this? I love sitting by the seashore. I love watching and listening to the waves, the sound they make when they smash upon the shore or just splash or whatever. It's therapeutic to my ears, to my mind. The sound of the waves is almost hypnotic to me. I find it sounds so relaxing. Sometimes in the past, I used to love to just, when I lived on an island down in the Bahamas, just go and get in my boat, go out to some island where there's nobody around, no sound, no traffic, no people, and just be on the island and just listening to the waves, laying there on the beach, listening as the waves are splashing, either over by rocks or just right on the sand itself. Now, I find it so relaxing. Maybe you have too. Maybe you've seen some. Matter of fact, there's some manufacturers that have recorded these sounds and put them in these little machines. Maybe you've seen these. These little machines, you put them on the side of your bed, and they play this all night long. They just play sounds of the sea. Or you can get some, I noticed one that has rain, just a steady shower all night long recorded here to help you sleep. Another one, it's the wind blowing through the leaves of trees. And one sound thing I thought this was a little strange, they had a thunderstorm off in the distance. Whatever. But you can buy machines like that. And you can get one with the sounds of the waves crashing on the shore. Some of these companies really understand this because what it does, it helps release our stress. So you could try it if you're really dealing with some stress. You could try this. I have used them. I never bought one. I've been places where they have these in motel rooms and stuff, and I've used this to try to relax. But I'll tell you, to be honest, being on the ocean itself or being in a motel room, laying on a bed, listening to this, there's a big difference there for me. But anyway, let's consider the wave. Matter of fact, let's just talk about one wave. Just a single wave. Now, as you stand there, yes, the waves often come in threes and they just keep coming over and over. But let's just focus on one. Now, maybe you've done this. I'm a little strange to a lot of people when it comes to things in the ocean and stuff like this. But did you ever see one wave just coming in? I mean, of course, there's a bunch of them, but did you ever focus on just one wave? I've done this many times. I stare off, standing at the shoreline, my feet right where the water is splashing, and I look out on the horizon as far as I can see, and I try and pick out one wave. And then I watch it as it approaches me. And I just keep watching this wave as it's coming. And have you ever done this where you just watch one wave move all the way through till it comes up to the shore? Well, first of all, did you know that a wave is just a force of energy in water? And to us sitting on the beach or standing on the beach or whatever, the source of the wave is often unseen. Now, sometimes you can see what makes a wave. Yes, you can. You can sometimes see this. But in many cases, you can't. Standing at the ocean, you often can't see it. It's unseen. I mean, if you never tried it, try it sometime. Just stand there near the sea and watch a wave come. Or if you're out of one of the Great Lakes or some other large lake around you or something, you can do this. Try it. Just watch a wave. Observe it at the distant horizon as it moves and approaches closer and closer, getting to you until it finally lands on the shore right in front of you. I'll tell you, I think you will find this, if you've never done this, I think you will find it very relaxing. Now, if you've done this, have you ever noticed if the wind had an effect on the wave? Now, a lot of people think, well, it's the wind that causes the waves. Well, not always, no. There could be other things that cause waves. On a very windy day, yes, the wind can be so strong that as a wave is going through, an energy force through the water, it can actually break off the top of it and make the wave fall over. We characteristically call these white caps. And normally it's associated with rough weather, high winds, and not days you really want to take a very small craft out to go out into the ocean or onto a lake and stuff. Having white caps is not, I mean, I've done it many times, but it's not the most relaxing if it's like dead calm or something like that. But anyway, did you notice how the wave seems to move up and down as it travels? Think about it. When a wave is moving towards you, it moves the water, I'm talking about now, the water moves up and down. It's not the water moving as a force itself, moving and carrying all the water molecules that make it up right there all the way to the shore. That's not what happens. It's an illusion if you think that. That's not what happens, because it will make the water go up and down, but it doesn't push the water along very far. Just the white cap falling over will do that. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this, did you know that God uses a wave to describe faith in people? As you know, each person is different. They're on a different course. They're unique. They're traveling through life in different directions and stuff. They're individuals moving, or shall we say, sailing along life. And like people, waves are moving through the waters also, this energy force through the water. Waves at sea are seldom the exact same height. Have you ever noticed that? If you've ever lived near the ocean, you know that. Waves can be very, very much different in height. Just this last marine biology trip, the day we got down there, the staff, the seas hardly had any waves at all. They were less than a foot high. By the end of the week, they're running 12 feet. So there's different heights of waves. Yes, it's like that. And so waves can be different heights and stuff like that. But here's the thing. What moves them to act and respond? I mean, it's something that's moving. You see what it is? It's the force. As I told you, a wave is an energy force moving through the water. What the wave is had some energy, something that has caused this energy, and it's moving through them, and it actually, in some cases, makes the waves, and it can be from different sources. For instance, a wave might form from a passing ship or a boat. If you've ever seen a boat going by, you see it causes a wake, and then it causes a wave, and it splashes eventually on shore. You need to see this on rivers. Or it could be a squall. A squall out at sea can cause waves. Storms at seas and stuff, hurricanes, they cause waves, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of wind there doing that kind of stuff. Earthquakes cause waves. A shift in tectonic plates, the shifting of the earth, or a large mass of earth sliding down a cliff into the water, it's going to cause waves. or like something falling into the water. And a meteorite coming down, crashing, can cause waves also. There's a lot of different things that cause it. There's a lot of energy forces that cause the wave. Now, this is where it really gets interesting. Many people believe that waves move quite a distance, that they are moving. You just watch this wave, and the whole wave, the water in that wave, is moving from point A to point B. The whole water is moving, that the wave is doing that. That's an illusion. That's an illusion. Because a single wave doesn't do that. It can push. It's an energy force going through the water. Now, if there's an object in the water, it can push on that, but it won't push it like, say, for instance, a coconut. I remember one time when I was down in the Bahamas, I was in high school, went down to the beach. Waves were about 4 to 6 feet high, and I went down, and it was pretty, 4 to 6 foot high waves. Those were pretty good. But there was a coconut I noticed way out in the ocean there, and it was getting closer to shore as time was going on. Finally, I got to the point where I just stopped, and I just started studying this coconut. And the waves were hitting it, but the coconut wasn't moving. I mean, I could see the waves coming towards me. The wave passed right through the coconut. It didn't push the coconut to the shore. No, it went right through it. And then the next wave came by and pushed it a little closer. The next wave went by, pushed it a little closer. It took forever, it seemed like, for that coconut to ever get to shore. Why? Because the energy force is going through the coconut. It's going through it. It's not pushing it like a surfboard throughout the water like that. No, it doesn't do that. It's the single wave will not push a coconut or any object like that by itself like that. It does make it spin. I noticed as it got closer to the shore, each wave that went and hit the coconut caused it to spin and rotate in the water, but it wasn't pushing it along a great distance. Some people are just like that in their life. They just don't go very far, no matter what force they encounter. They just don't ever seem to move. They just never seem to be able to make a decision or a good decision on what to do. And wave after wave comes along and hits them. Now, in some cases, the way a person could be very stable and the wave just goes right through them, like a lighthouse. It's out on a rock and the waves go right through them, stands firm. Nothing is going to move them because they're standing on such a solid foundation. Otherwise, like the coconut, it slowly moves, but it's just drifting along in a way by the currents. Yeah, many people are like that. It's sad. But like I say, I remember watching these coconuts do this in the ocean and stuff. You would think with a wave coming and smashing into the coconut would move it, but it just doesn't. And just like people can experience many amazing and teachable moments in their life. If they're on a really good solid foundation of the Word of God, a lot of adversity, these force of waves that come and hit us, don't seem to bother us as much as it does people who do not have that type of foundation. People without a foundation, they're getting pushed and moved all over the place. Coconuts are like that, floating in the water. They get moved all around. So even though we go through in life, all of us will go through amazing and teachable moments. In some cases, some people will learn from them. They'll grow from them. Others, they just get tossed around and they just don't know where they're going. They just can't figure out what they're supposed to do. And the waves, they live their day, their days of their life, day by day, and just letting each wave just move. Well, this is what's going to happen to me today. Well, this is what's going to happen to me today. And they really have no course or even objectives that they're trying to reach. I feel so sorry for people like that. Let me ask you, are you dealing with a force, a teachable moment right now in your life? Has something occurred in your life that it's made a positive impact or a negative impact? Are you struggling to learn from it? Or why it's happening? Is your foundation strong enough that no matter what the force comes, it's not going to move you? Or are you going to be like a coconut? It's going to pass you. You're going to rotate and just bob along, not knowing where you're going. Remember, a coconut does not harbor the energy of the wave. It lets it pass through it. It continues on its course slowly, and at times it appears that it has some, it appears to have some sort of wisdom that informs it that the wave is not there to help it. It's just sort of like rotates around it, that lets the thing go through. Some people are like that in life. They're really strong, and even though they're they're floating in their life. Sometimes they realize a big, terrible thing coming at them. They're going to weather it. They let it go right through. Other people, I'm going to try and hold it back. You can't. You can't. The coconut has learned to let the energy of the wave pass through it. Eventually, they land on a shore. They get a foundation. When they land, then they can grow into the coconut tree. When they're fastened on to the land. But without the land, just bobbing in the water, a lot of times they just don't know where they're going. In today's verse, we read how to obtain wisdom. Well, what is wisdom? Wisdom refers not only to head knowledge. We often confuse wisdom with head knowledge, with intellect. But it also includes common sense and good judgment. Now, I'll tell you, I've met many people who are extremely intelligent and had no common sense whatsoever. I've met many professors. I've had many of my students. I've had students with, I know, with an IQ of over 140, very high intellect, very gifted in intellect. But the thing is, they have no common sense whatsoever. It's sad when you see this. But even people who have had so many letters behind their names with degrees that they have were not very wise. Smart with intellect in their field, yes, but not very wise. I hate to say it, but I've met some that are about as dumb as a coconut. Despite the achievements that they pick up through their life, they are shiftless. They just don't know where to go. I know one person in particular, I won't say his name, but I knew a guy in college that I met at Olivet Nazarene, and he was a student who was there. And as we were sitting one day and having a meal together, was eating, I think it was dinner time, and he asked me if I was the younger brother of Alan Lane. And I said, you know my brother Alan? And he goes, yes, we went to school together. I said, he graduated 7 years ago. What, you know, I mean, why are you, how do you know him? How long have you been here? And he said he'd been there about 13 or 14 years. And I said, are you ever going to graduate? He says, oh, I keep graduating, but I have nothing else really to do in my life. I just keep going on. And after I get a degree in this, I go and I take another degree in that. So I got a degree in philosophy. I've got a degree in religion. I've got a degree in history. And he just kept rambling. I was like, wow, well, why don't you go do something with your life? And he goes, I don't know what to do. Just like the coconut in the water. Yeah, they're drifting out at sea. But you know something? God does have a plan for all of us. And he wants us to know what it is. Well, how do we find out what it is? How do we gain wisdom? You get it from reading the Word of God. In particular, there's a great book called Proverbs, and it's just full of this kind of stuff to give you good common sense and stuff. But you need to have the Word of God. Otherwise, without a good foundation, without knowing what God's plan is for you, you can be just like a ship out at sea without a rudder, or a sailing ship without sails. You can be so much like that guy I met in college. He has great intellect. He just didn't know where to go. He just didn't understand. I don't think he wants us to be like that. I think God's got a plan for each of us. Now, we don't understand it. No, we don't. We don't even understand infinity, which God is. We don't understand it. God can see the whole picture from the beginning of time to the end of days. The thing is, he understands it all because he can see the whole thing. We can't. And the only way we're going to get through this confusing life, instead of being just like the coconut drifting along, like, where am I supposed to go? The only way we're going to be able to get through this life and really have an abundant life, John 10:10, that Jesus talks about, to be able to fulfill the job, the description, the goals, the objectives that God has in plan for us, is to listen to him. You've got to get into the Word of God. Search his 66 love letters. That's a guidebook on how to live. And he promises it to anyone who truly seeks him. Now, if you've enjoyed what you've learned today and you want to help make a difference in some people's lives, please consider donating to Evidence for Faith so that we can continue to put out lessons like this, which are heard. We're in over 80 countries. We have listeners in over 80 countries in this world, and even places that they don't allow Bibles. People listen to us. trying to hear the Word of God. So please, if you feel compelled by the Spirit of God to help support us, please do. At least pray for us. And like I say, if you have someone who's interested in marine biology, wants to come on this trip, go to our website, take a look. Please check out all the things on our website. We have so many lessons available for you to listen to. So until we meet again, take care and may God bless.